Joining us is D. Anthony Miles, author of the book Risk Factors and Business Models, Understanding the Five Forces of Entrepreneurial Risk and Causes of Business Failure. Dr. Miles, welcome to Front and Center.
Dan, thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, it's great to have you on the program. I want to begin with looking at businesses that, let's say, just start. Do we know how many actually are in business, let's say, 2 years down the road?
Well, according to the SBA, they say about two-thirds of new businesses last about 5 years, and then half of that two-thirds last another 5 years. So it's kind of a 50-50 shot, depending on the industry, depending on the competitive nature of the industry as well. How many competitors has a lot to do with it as well.
What about risks in general term? What kind of risks does someone take when they start a business?
Well, risk, according to my book, the research that I've conducted on 500-plus business ventures, there's basically five types of risk. There's personal characteristics, there's intangible operations, enterprise operations, market climate, and business climate.
Now, it's interesting because you mentioned that you conducted research on 500 businesses. Give us an example of some of the businesses.
Some of the businesses were service-related businesses. Some of the businesses were a few manufacturing firms. I looked at a general mosaic of different risk factors that affect the success and failure of a business. So those five factors that I identified pretty much covered most of the risks that cause business failure.
Okay, let's look at it from certain angles then. You're saying that there are five factors, five general factors, regardless of the business, that could lead to failure?
Absolutely. And I can go over those if you like.
Please do.
Okay, personal characteristics. That involves gender, age, industry choice, those type of things, your experience in the industry. Those are personal characteristics. Intangible operations tends to deal with legal things like is the business registered? Is the business vulnerable to different types of trademark regulations and those type of things? Then you have enterprise operations, which talks about the operations of the business in terms of business efficiencies, profitability models, those type of things. And market climate, this is one of my favorite. Market climate means how viable is the market in which you're trying to start a business? How competitive is that marketplace? And then lastly, business environment, another one of my favorites, deals with, is the business located in a particular region of the country that's vulnerable to extreme weather conditions like tornadoes, hurricanes, flooding? Because when you have those extreme weather conditions, it shuts down the business and also affects the profitability. So those are the five categories of risk that I looked at with businesses that I did in my study for my book.
Now, we're talking with Dr. D. Anthony Miles, and the name of his book is Risk Factors and Business Models, Understanding the Five Forces of Entrepreneurial Risk and the Causes of Business Failure. And I would imagine as people read your book, as people delve into your book, that as they focus on these risk factors and the five forces, if they follow some of the information that you write about in the book, they've got a better chance of succeeding. Would that be fair to say?
Oh, absolutely. My book is more of a wake-up call and more of a template and say, look at those five things and see how they affect whatever business that you want to get into. And I have an allegory in the book that I call Mr. Market. And Mr. Market, it's kind of like your guide. He's like your guardian angel. He tells you when the business climate in which you're, or the market climate in which you're trying to pursue this business is viable for you or not. And Mr. Market does not lie to you. Mr. Market is an allegory that I took from Warren Buffett that he got from his mentor, Philip Graham, when he was at Columbia University, and I applied it to entrepreneurial risk. So you have to listen to Mr. Market when you're trying to start a business, because most people that start a business usually start a business in industries that either they worked or businesses and industries that are highly saturated in terms of the marketplace. So my book tends to be a wake-up call, and I try to enlighten the readers. This is what you need to be looking at in terms of how to avoid failure and how to optimize the profitability and the success of your business.
So let's give an illustration. Let's say somebody works in the pizza business that they have. Uh-huh. They work at a pizza joint, for lack of a better description. And boy, uh-huh. they would like to succeed. They would like to have their own pizza joint. But what you're saying is they need to do some market analysis before they just go ahead and invest in opening up their own pizza place, right?
Absolutely. You don't, like, I live in San Antonio. If you try to build a Mexican restaurant here, there are so many here that you're competing with 200 Mexican restaurants here, and I could imagine someone trying to start a pizza joint in a highly saturated area on the East Coast. So what you have to do is you have to look for fertile ground. You have to look and see, okay, there's no pizza joints in this area, and also you want to try to find, locate your business. You want to try to locate it near an economic anchor. And what an economic anchor is like a military base, a sports stadium, a university, or a school, because you would get spillover from those particular economic anchors, and they would help you maintain the success and viability of your business venture.
Why is your book the first necessary and most important step to success for an entrepreneur?
To be honest with you, Dan, when I wrote my book, there were zero books on entrepreneurial risk in the marketplace. And entrepreneurship is a great thing. It's not a pretty thing. So most of the books that are out there were giving people rose-colored glasses about, oh, it's wonderful that you start your own business, but they kind of left most of the readers hanging. So when I wrote my book and did my doctoral research on this, I said, there's got to be something in here that can help entrepreneurs when they're starting out of the gate. So that's what my book is. My book is a guide and a wake-up call, and I also try to make it easy to read. So when people consider starting a business, they know what things to look for and how to avoid those things. That's why my book is, I would say, corners the marketplace on risk, or entrepreneurial risk, rather.
Talking with Dr. D. Anthony Miles here on Front and Center. He is the author of the book, Risk Factors and Business Models, Understanding the Five Forces of Entrepreneurial Risk and the Causes of Business Failure. Now, you are the founder and CEO of Miles Development Industries Corporation. Tell our audience about that.
Yes, I started my own consulting practice and venture acquisition company. And basically, a lot of the things that I have in my book are also based on my consulting experience. And I could tell you some crazy stories about startups. I had a situation with a young lady that bought a franchise, and it was like a check cashing place. Well, she was successful for about 6 months. She was, you know, raking in all the profits. And I consulted. I said, hey, great. You're doing good. You're in a high traffic area. You're near close to an economic anchor. And guess what happened, Dan?
The company closed.
No, not quite. Walmart moves across the street.
Oh.
Didn't see that coming. Then Walmart, if you obviously everybody knows what Walmart is. Walmart offers check cashing services and those type of things.
Sure.
She stayed open for about another 6 months, and then she had to close down. Mm. So that was a crazy story. We did everything right. And the reason I'm telling that story to you and your listeners is, you can do everything right, and you just cannot foresee everything that can happen to you. When Walmart comes into town, you're going to have to reinvent your business if you're competing in the same market they're in. So she was doing check cashing, which Walmart has that as part of their portfolio of products and services, and they offered a cheaper price in terms of percentages when you do check cashing, and she just could not hang on, and she could not compete against Walmart, even though she had a franchise. I see those stories all the time when I do my business advising and consulting with people. So that's a great example.
So I'm guessing that, in a sense, you also need to be updated on current events in your own town, or go to the town hall and get the latest information as far as zoning changes or businesses, that sort of thing, right?
Absolutely. You have to be informed about what's going on in your market area. And what I alluded to earlier when I talked about one of the risks in terms of a business environment, well, what if they're shutting down your street to put drainage in there, and you're used to getting that spillover traffic from the traffic patterns, you know, where your business is located. Now, that affected your profitability because you didn't know they were going to shut down the street, Now customers can't get to you. And so those are some of the things that people experience when they open a business, because you just can't see or foresee certain things of that type. So absolutely, I would definitely agree with that.
What about demographic factors such as gender, race, education level, or age? Do those have an influence in risk patterns?
To answer your question, Dan, yes and no. And what was interesting about my research is I found that gender did not have an effect on the success of a business. I did not find that race had a success or ethnicity had a predictor variable in terms of success or failure. But what I did see, there was a strong predictor was age.
Really?
Age is like when you get older, you become more business savvy, you become smarter. So most of the times when younger people start a business, they're not as business savvy as someone as older as myself and you. So there's a higher probability they may not succeed depending on the market that they're in. So age has a big, big demographic factor on the success of a business or the risk probability of a business.
Is it because as we age, or as I like to say, as we mature, perhaps we're not prone to taking as many risks as we do when we're younger?
That's part of it. And the other part of it is you're more knowledgeable as you get older. And the research has shown that most people start serious about starting a business between the ages of 45 and 55. So you've already had experience in the workforce. So you can find gaps in the marketplace than someone who's starting out in their 20s. So that would be absolutely correct. Age has a big factor on that.
Did your research, Dr. Miles, show that more people in that age group you just described, between 45 and 55, decided to go out on their own and start a business because perhaps they lost their job during the Great Recession?
When I interviewed candidates for my study, that was probably part of it. And the other part of it was some people got in the workforce early, so they retired. So they didn't want to sit around the house and watch TV every day. So they decided to start a business venture with another partner. And I've seen success stories with those. So, yes, that's part of it. But definitely part of it was either they got laid off or their job was eliminated. And also, because they've either started in the workforce early and they retired early, they're able to have discretionary funds from their retirement to invest into a business or a franchise. So absolutely.
Now, this is interesting because when they pursued that particular business, was it something that they loved? And if not, was it something that because they did the research that you described, they felt this was a way to make a good living?
Yes, and that's definitely correct. And the other part of that is, as you get older, like I alluded to earlier, you make better decisions about what particular business venture you want to get into. See, when you're younger, you know, life is grand. You can just, you say, I'll just jump into this, and you might crash and burn. So when you get older, and this is a probably cautionary tale for some of the older listeners, when you get older, you make better decisions, you think clearly, and you're not going into situations with rose-colored glasses. And also, as you get older, you don't have a propensity to take risk. You're not as risk averse as someone that's younger. So you make better decisions based on informed information or informed decisions, rather. So absolutely.
Why are some of the entrepreneurial risk patterns, or what are some of the other entrepreneurial risk patterns that cause failure?
Management competence is one. I talked about some of that in my book. Branding, a lot of times when people do startups, what's risky as well is you have no brand equity. So when you're starting a business from zero, say like you're starting a restaurant, which is a highly risky business. Since you have no brand equity, you're basically putting a business out there and you're having to build a brand. Now, I'm not saying you can't do that, but the learning curve for entrepreneurs is pretty much merciless. You don't have a lot of time to learn how to build your brand. You don't have a lot of time to do so because depending on the market and industry that you're in, the level of competition could be a big factor in you not sticking your brand out there and being competitive in the marketplace. So some of those things have a factor. Also, you have a qualified staff. Do you also have people on your company? Can you maintain your expenses in terms of your employees? Some businesses fail because they may have employees that they may not need. They can probably go without two or three employees and, you know, 10 people and you don't have the cash flow. That could be a problem, and that's also a risk. And one of the things I also talk about is cash flow. How much money you're bringing in versus how much money you're taking out of the business. So absolutely.
Talking with Dr. D. Anthony Miles here on Front and Center, author of the book Risk Factors and Business Models, Understanding the Five Forces of Entrepreneurial Risk and the Causes of Business Failure. Dr. Miles, where does social media factor into all of this for businesses or startup businesses?
Well, social media is kind of like could be your best friend or your worst enemy. And a lot of businesses are getting into social media, and sometimes it can backfire on them. And one of the issues that we have is, I don't know if you've heard of this, I think it's called Yelp.
Yep.
Okay, say someone comes into your business, and let's just say for lack of simplicity, for the example, it's a restaurant, and they caught you on the wrong day, you didn't have certain things on the menu, and that customer comes in, didn't like the experience, he doesn't talk to you, doesn't say anything, he goes on the internet at home, and goes on Yelp, and he kills your business with a one-star rating. So businesses have to be aware of social media, and they have to use it as a tool in their arsenal in terms of their marketing portfolio. Social media is just another channel for your marketing, so you have to manage it. So you would, if that happened to you, you own a business, you want to find out who that person is and try to get that one-star rating off of there, because social media rating sites are a big problem. And I've also done research on social media rating sites, and they are very influential to people that don't know your business, and that's the only thing they see about your business. So you have to be very aware of social media and how to manage it. So absolutely.
Well, that was going to be my next question. Let's say you get a critical review. Does that individual business owner, let's say, try to reach out to the individual who gave the critical review, or just respond on social media to offset the critical review?
What I would do, what I recommend to a client, because I did have a client that had to deal with that, what I recommend to my client is reaching out to that person and seeing if you can make it right, whatever happened, and see if they reconsider that review, and obviously give you an updated review, and now put the results of your conversation with that customer on social media so everybody can see it. Most people are reasonable, and most people know that every day is not going to be a good day. Some days you may have something that just doesn't go right. But if you show that you're trying to meet that customer's needs, most people would not have a problem with that. It's the guys who leave one-star rating sites up there, and they just don't care. And then eventually, over time, that's going to affect the profitability of their business. So you have to manage social media, and you also have to be willing to meet that customer that's disgruntled and try to fix it. In some situations, you can't. I understand that. But at least showing the effort that you're trying, that says a lot about you and your business.
And I would also imagine if that business owner shows the effort, makes that attempt, be polite at all times, right?
Absolutely. Because every customer that you lose may transfer into 10 to 20 customers that you could possibly gain. So you want to manage that relationship. And, you know, I always say this to my clients. Just because you sell something once to somebody doesn't make you a genius. If you can sell something more than once to that customer and get that customer to come back to the business, then you're a genius. That's what I say.
That's the ultimate compliment, right? The repeat customer.
Absolutely, because it's not about profits. It's about the relationship. And customers do business with people that they have good relationships with. And that's what business is all about, is relationships. Do you have a good relationship with that business establishment? Do you go to that business when it's raining outside and it's snowing, but you still go there and buy their product? That's the mark of a good customer relationship. So, yes, absolutely.
Dr. Miles, share with our audience a success story from one of your clients.
Sure. Had a client. He was doing a startup with T-shirts. Real simple business. Nothing that stood out. I first started, he was actually a professional athlete. He started out trying to this is so funny. He was actually copying patterns from NBA franchises and put them on shirts and sell them. And I said, whoa, you can't do that. I said, why don't you do this? Why don't you come up with your own characters, license the characters, and build your own market and build your own brand, and then sell your T-shirts with your characters on them and backpacks or whatever. So I worked with him for about a year, and he turned the business around. He ended up opening a shop, and from what I'm hearing, he may be having a deal with Disney for licensing his characters. He's talking about doing a cartoon. He's doing some other things based on some of the advice that I gave him. And I'm not trying to take all the credit. I would never do that. But the way I'm trying to say is I was able to help him be successful because I stopped the pitfalls that he was getting ready to go into. Like, he could have been sued using somebody's logo and somebody's trademark, and then his business would have crashed and burned. Had I not talked to him, he would have probably went in that direction, and he probably wouldn't be in business as he is today. So that's one of my success stories that I helped a client with.
That's a great story. I always like to ask my guests what motivated them to pursue their particular career. So what motivated you?
What motivated me was a lot of what I researched when I was doing my doctor work. And what motivated me was there's things that I can see that most people can't in terms of doing business advising. So what drove me to start my own company and my own consulting practice is there are a lot of people out there who are just not well-versed in trying to start a business or well-versed in trying to do things that increase the profitability of their business. So I saw a gap in the marketplace, so that's how I built my company, and that's what I did. I saw an opportunity. So that has some relevance to what we're talking about today. You have to find a gap in the marketplace. Businesses and opportunities are all around you, so you have to find a gap in the marketplace and then put your name on that gap and you build a business from there. So most people do marketing backwards. They build a company and then try to market it. That's not the right way to do it. You look for gaps, you try to build a business to meet those gaps. That's the way you build a business. That's what I did.
Name of the book, Risk Factors and Business Models, Understanding the Five Forces of Entrepreneurial Risk and the Causes of Business Failure by D. Anthony Miles. Dr. Miles, how can somebody pick up a copy of the book?
Sure. My book is available on Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, and I think it's on eBay. And if you go to my website for my business, my consulting practice, www.mdicorpventures.com, I have a link to where you can buy the book.
Terrific. Dr. Miles, thanks for joining us on Front and Center.
Thank you so much, Dan. I really appreciate it. I really enjoyed it. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome. Take care.